بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد. So let's just get this bigger. So we have finished the discussion now on the Ijaza system, and now Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani, he's gone on to another discussion, and that discussion, again, it's related to dhabt, in the sense that, you know, the what we were doing, siyaghu al-ada wa tahammul, and sama', and all of these things was related to dhabt, how accurate one has received something, how accurately one has transmitted something. This also continues in the form of writing and also vocalizing the name. So what we're going to do is we are going to look at homonyms. Homonyms are names or homographs. Homonyms and homograph will be the proper word. Homographs is something which look the same, but they're different. So like two people call Umar, okay? The name is exactly right. The same. Yeah, the name is exactly the same, but they're two different people. Yeah, so this is now what we're going to look at. And these discussions are important to draw our attention to, because so that one may distinguish between two people and not confuse one for the other. So this is the purpose of this. ثُمَّ الرُّوَاتُ إِنِ اتَّفَقَتْ أَسْمَاؤُهُمْ وَأَسْمَاءُ آبَائِهِمْ فَصَاعِدًا وَاخْتَلَفَتْ أَشْخَاصُهُمْ سَوَاءٌ اتَّفَقَ ذَلِكَ فِي إِثْنَانٍ مِنْهُمْ أَوْ أَكْثَرُ وكذلك إذا اتفق اثنان فصاعدا في الكنية والنسبة فهو النوع الذي يقال له المتفق والمفترق. If the names of two people are the same, and the names of the fathers are all the same, and forefathers are the same, perchance, but they are two different people, okay? Then this is called al-muttafiq wal-muftariq. Sawan ittafaqa fi dhalika isnan minhum aw akthar, irrelevant of whether only two of them are called Umar, or three, four, five, six, 10 people are called Umar. If they are different people, but the names are the same, then this is called al-muttafiq wal-muftariq. Similarly, if two people or more have got the same kunya or same nisba, this type is called al-muttafiq wal-muftariq. Okay, so muttafiq, they are ittifaq on a feature, and that is that they all have the same name or the same father's name. Muftariq, in the sense that they are different people. Does that make sense? It's quite simple.
Yeah.
What is the fa'ida of knowing this? وَفَائِدَةُ مَعْرِفَتِهِ خَشِيَّةُ أَن يُظَنَّ الشَّخْصَانِ شَخْصًا وَاحِدًا. That the fear of the benefit of knowing this is that there is no confusion. خَشِيَة here, confusion of thinking that two people are actually one person. So for example, when we say Sufyan, حَدَّثَنَا Sufyan, yeah? If we know that there are two people called Sufyan, one is called Sufyan ibn Uyayna, the other one is called Sufyan al-Thawri, and we know that there are two people, not one, then there isn't a fear that we need to, we may confuse one with the other, because by knowing that there are two people, and we know, and they haven't mentioned which one it is, we're going to investigate and find out which one it is. Is it Sufyan al-Thawri? Is it Sufyan ibn? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Do you know any famous people having the same name?
Well, I mean, there's surely a lot of them. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have the same names.
No, I'm talking about in f famous people, like famous from the Hadith scholars or from the ulama.
From the, no, I don't of the Hadith God, no.
So, for example, there's two Abu Hanifas. Yeah,
Interesting.
Abu Hanifa Nu'man ibn Thabit and Abu Hanifa ibn Salt. Abu Hanifa, the famous, is Nu'man ibn Thabit. The other Abu Hanifa is also a Hanafi, but you have to be careful that it might be the other Abu Hanifa that we're referring to. But the other
Right.
Abu Hanifa is rare. They'll say Abu Hanifa ibn Salt. There is two Qurtubi. If you say Imam Qurtubi says in the Tafsir, and you might basically say Imam Qurtubi says in his Sharh of Sahih Muslim.
Right.
Imam Qurtubi has a Sharh of Sahih Muslim. Yeah. But they're actually two different people. But they're famous,
Right.
but they're two different. Abu Abdullah Al-Qurtubi is Sahib al-Tafsir. His teacher, Abu Abbas Al-Qurtubi, is the Sharih of Ikmal al-Mun'im fi Sharh Sahih Muslim. Okay, but sometimes they just basically say Allama Qurtubi said. Yeah.
I think there's two Ibn Arabis, and there's because there's Sheikh Muhyiddin, and there's Al-Qadi Abu Bakr Ibn Arabi, and then there's two Ibn Qudamas as well, right?
Yep. And there's also two Ibn Taymiyyahs as well. Ibn Taymiyyah
Okay.
al-Jadd
Oh, that's true.
and Ibn Taymiyyah al-Hafidh. Right?
Right.
Al-Hafidh is the grandchild. He's the Sheikh al-Islam. Yeah. Similarly,
Right.
there is two Ibn Nujaym. Right? Imam Ibn Nujaym. There's Zainuddin Ibn Nujaym and there's Umar Ibn Nujaym. And what's interesting is that both of them have written a commentary on the Bahrul Ra'iq, which is a Hanafi textbook. Zainuddin Ibn Nujaym's one is called Al-Bahrul Ra'iq. Sorry, they've written on Kanzud Daqa'iq. And Zainuddin Ibn Nujaym's one is called Al-Bahrul Ra'iq. And the younger brother, who is not as famous as the older brother, his name is Umar ibn Nujaym. His one is called An-Nahrul Fa'iq. So two brothers, Ibn Nujaym, and writing commentary on the same book. Yeah. Similarly,
Wow, that's very
as
confusing.
far as An-Nasafi is concerned, Imam Nasafi, there's quite a few of them. There's Abu Hafs Umar An-Nasafi, and then there's another Nasafi. So there's one who's wrote the Matan of Manar. There's one who's known as Abu Al-Mu'in An-Nasafi. There's one who's written the Matan of Sharh Al-Aqaid. So Al-Aqaid, they're different people. Yeah. So
Right.
Again, this is it shows that it is quite. There's two Zayla'is. There's Fakhrul Islam Zayla'i, who is basically the Sharih of Hidayah, and then there's another Zayla'i who has done the Takhrij of Hidayah called Nasburraya. So it's important. There's two
Wow.
Bukharis or two famous Bukharis. One is Imam Abu Abdullah al-Bukhari, and the other one is Alauddin al-Bukhari, who is a Hanafi scholar, Usuli. So it is important that you don't confuse one with the other. Yeah.
Right.
وقد صنف فيه الخطيب كتابا حافلا. And Khatib Baghdadi has written a very comprehensive book on this. وقد لخصته وزدت عليه شيئا كثيرا. I summarized this book and then I added more to it. So what does he mean by he summarized it and he added more to it? How is that a summary?
I don't know.
Yeah, basically each biographical entry, there's surplus information there, which is not necessary for the purpose of hadith studies, right? So what he's doing is he's getting rid of that surplus information. That's what it means by talkhis, but then he's adding more biographical entries than what was there in Khatib's book. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. وهذا عكس ما تقدم من النوع المسمى بالمهمل. And this one, المتفق والمفترق, is the opposite of one of the things that we looked at before, which is called مهمل. مهمل is that we don't know, لأنه يخشى منه أن يظن الواحد اثنين. مهمل is the one where a person has got many names and kunya that we basically think that these are different people. Actually, it's one person. So
right.
Muhammad is the opposite of, so for example, we looked at Abu Uthman al-Nahdi, and we looked at Suddi and Kalbi, and they've got different, you know, so many names. Like I mentioned about Dr. Iftikhar Zaman, Ghassan Abdul Jabbar is the same person. That's a pseudonym. So over there, you might see people have got different names, but it's actually one person. And because they've got different names, people might think that there are three different people. That's Muhammad. Here, this is the opposite, that they're two people because they've got the same name. People might think that they are the same person, but actually they're two different people. Yeah. لأنه يخشى منه أن يظن الواحد اثنين وهذا يخشى منه أن يظن الاثنان واحدا. Because over there, there is the fear of confusion that one person is actually two people. And here is a fear of confusion that two people is confused with one person. Yeah. So this is المتفق والمفترق. They're متفق on the fact that they have the same names. مفترق, فرق on the fact that they're two different people or two or more different people. Quite simple.
Got it. Yep.
Next typology, which is called المؤتلف والمختلف. مؤتلف is basically to do with the writing. Okay, مختلف is it's different. وإن اتفقت الأسماء خطاً. If both of the names are written the same, واختلفت نطقاً. However, they are pronounced differently. سواء أو سواء كان مرجع الاختلاف النقطة أم الشكل. So irrelevant of whether the source of that اختلاف is just a dot or the actual graph or the skeleton of the letters, right? This is called al-mu'talif wal-mukhtalif. Mu'talif, basically the writing is the same, al-mukhtalif, because it is pronounced differently. For example, you have I haven't used this in a while, so let's get this out. So you have just 1 minute. Just give me a minute. I just need to understand what's happening here. Oh, this. Okay. Was messing around the working area or something else. Okay. So if you have the word seen, lam, ya, mean. Yeah. This can be.
Yep.
Salim, or it can be Sulaim. Yeah,
right.
Mu'talif looks the same, right? But the pronunciation is different.
Yeah, right.
Similarly, you can have this. which can either be عقيل or it can be عقيل. Yep.
Right, yep.
وما
and
عريف.
Back in the day, oh, sorry. I was just going to say, they used to not put the, you know, harakat always on everything, which would probably make it
so back in the, so this is the reason why the entire thing has been mentioned, you know, in hadith, because back in the days, they only had 17 letters of the Arabic alphabet, right?
Interesting, not 20. Yeah.
They had alif. This is ba, ta, tha. Jim, ha, kha. Dal, dal.
Right.
Ba, za. Sin, sheen. Swad, bad. Twa, wa. Ain, ghain. Fa. Qaf. Kaf, and the qaf will probably have a dot here, like that. Lam, meem, noon, waw, ha, hamza, yeah. So these are the letters of the Arabic,
wow.
Arabic alphabet that they were dealing with. And sometimes they will, in handwriting, people, because you don't have computer prints, people's handwritings also caused problems. We will look at some of those before, later on. Yeah.
Yep.
For example, ومعرفته من مهمات هذا الفن حتى قال علي بن المديني أشد التصحيف ما يقع في الأسماء. The learning this is from one of the, those very important things about this science or this topic, to the extent that Ali, science of hadith. So Ali ibn al-Madini said, the most of the ashaddu at-tashhif ma yaqa'u fil asma, most of the mistakes happen in the names. And this is Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda. He basically writes about, you know, the subcontinent hadith scholarship. And he says that they are the ones who have revived hadith scholarship in the modern period, and they should be given due. However, they have a lot of problems when it comes to dhabt and pronouncing the correct pronunciations of names. He mentions that in one of his books.
Interesting.
Yeah, ووجهه بعدهم بأنه شيء لا يدخله القياس. And some people basically have mentioned that the reason why most of the mistakes, right, it happens is because this is something which doesn't follow any kind of logic. You know, somebody's name is somebody's name. Right, so you can write, you know, Stephen like that, or you can write it, you know, like this, right? And somebody, or you can write it like this, and you can basically say,
right,
even all of them are Stephen, right? Even
right,
though that says Stephen, you can still say, no, that's how I spell my name, but it's Stephen. And so
right,
I say, no, 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 no. It's your name says Stephen. I say, no, that's how I pronounce, that's how I write my name. And my name is Stephen. And that actually in Welsh, the letter F is a V. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So somebody might be Welsh and they might basically have this spelling. And they basically say, no, this is how I spell my name. It's Stephen with one F. There's no chaos, there's no logic to that. You know, it's how people pronounce them, or how people write these names. And there's quite a lot of these names even in English. Yeah.
Right.
So that's why, because there's no وَلَا قَبْلَهُ شَيْءٌ يَدُلُّ عَلَيْهِ وَلَا بَعْدُ, and there is no context before or after that tells us how to read this name. You can't even read from the context, even there's no logic to it, and that's why people make mistakes. وَقَدْ صَنَّفَ فِيهِ أَبُو أَحْمَدْ الْعَسْكَرِي لكنه أضافه إلى كتاب التصحيف له ثم أفرده بت... so now Imam showing the Imam Ibn Hajar wants to show the importance of this topic, and then he goes into this kind of full throttle of showing. He doesn't do this for any other topic, by the way. Just for this topic, Al-Mu'talif Al-Mukhtalif, he gives us a whole paragraph of how many people have written on this. Yeah. So he says, وقد صنف أبو أحمد العسكري أبو أحمد العسكري and in the footnotes you'll find who these people are. أبو أحمد العسكري has written on this. However, then he has got another book called كتاب التصحيف. He conjoined them together. And then عبد الغني بن سعيد he wrote ثم أفرده بالتأليف and then عبد الغني بن سعيد has written a monograph on this فجمع فيه كتابين but it was two books that he put together كتاب في مشتبه الأسماء وكتاب في مشتبه النسبة وجمع الشيخ الدارقطني في ذلك كتابا حافلا and his شيخ إمام الدارقطني has wrote a comprehensive book on that topic as well. ثم جمع الخطيب ذيلا and then خطيب wrote a kind of a footnote to that or addendum to that. ثم جمع الجميع أبو نصر ابن ماكولا and then all of these books that have been written, أبو بكر ابن ماكولا, he gathers them all together. And now you can see how these kind of like scholar, Islamic scholarship happened. There was no sense of plagiarism, you know, smaller books will be right. gobbled up by bigger books and they'll probably just mention it once, right? But then you won't be able to, unless you are trained in literary criticism and historical criticism, you won't be able to delineate and differentiate between what the old material is and the new material.
Right.
Yeah. ثم جمع الجميع أبو نصر بن ماكولة في كتاب الإكمال. All of these were gathered together by Abu Nasr ibn Makula in a book called Al-Ikmal. وَاسْتَدْرَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ فِي كِتَابٍ آخَرٍ جَمَعَ فِيهِ أَوْهَامَهُمْ وَبَيَّنَاهَا. And also he wrote another book where he is criticizing them. جَمَعَ فِي أَوْهَامُهُمْ where we collected all of their mistakes, the previous guys, and then he explained what those mistakes are. وَكِتَابَهُ مِنْ أَجْمَعِ مَا جُمِعَ فِي ذَلِكَ وَهُوَ عُمْدَةُ كُلِّ مُحَدِّثٍ بَعْدَهُ. And his book, this is Ibn Makula's book, is the most comprehensive on this topic because he's like including four or five books, and it is the best for the muhaddithun who come after them. وقد استدرك عليه أبو بكر ابن النقطة ما فاته and then Imam Abu Bakr ibn النقطة has added things that which Ibn Makula has missed out أو تجدد بعده في مجلد ضخم or put in new materials okay in one volume ثم زيل عليه منصور ابن سليم بفتح السين so remember this بفتح السين this is important منصور ابن سليم بفتح السين في مجلد لطيف and then منصور ابن سليم has then added a footnote to the book of Ibn Nuqta in one small book وكذلك أبو حامد ابن الصابوني similarly أبو حامد الصابوني has done that وجمع الذهبي في ذلك كتابا مختصرا جدا and Imam الذهبي has also compiled a small book on this اعتمد عليه فيه على الضبط بالقلم but Imam al-Dhahabi only relied on vocalization الضبط بالقلم vocalization using the pen فكثر فيه الغلط والتصحيف المباين لموضع الكتاب and as a result of that there are فكثر فيه الغلط there's many mistakes and interpolations in that which is very much clear when you read the book so what it means by that is if we were to take this name Mansur ibn Salim. He says, "Adabt bil qalam." What Imam Zahabi has done is all he's done is he has taken that name and he copied it, word for word. Right?
Mm.
What's the problem with that? The problem with that is that somebody who reads this can read it in two ways, Mansur ibn Salim or Mansur ibn Sulaym.
Right.
Right? And because Al-Dhahabi is copying from other people, because of that, he hasn't articulated what that properly is, and then people who are reading the book from him are not sure whether it's Mansur ibn Salim or Mansur ibn Sulaym. As a result of that, a lot of mistakes happen. How do you then rectify that? So one way of rectifying that is to add diacritical marks, fatha, kasra, dhamma. But fatha, kasra, and dhamma was hardly used because, you know, paper wasn't very readily available, and also sometimes people had bad handwritings, and if you have bad handwritings, then try to read fatha, kasra, dhamma is problematic. So how do you work around that? The way that you work around that is you write it out. Like Imam Ibn Hajar, he basically told us, there is no other way of reading this word here. This is Mansur. You can't say Minsawar or Mansur, right? It just doesn't make sense in Arabic. It's Mansur. Yeah?
Right.
Bin Ibn, there is no other way of reading it. So we don't need any help with that. But Salim, there are two ways of reading Sin Lam Yamim, Salim or Sulaim. We need a bit of help which one it is. Yeah? So,
yeah.
Imam Ibn Hajar tells us, Bifat al-Sin. Right?
Right.
Once we have Bifat al-Sin, that's all is needed, because somebody can say, oh, you can basically say Salim, right? But that name doesn't exist in Arabic. It's right. Either Sulaim or it's either Salim. So all he needed, if he was to say bi dhamm sin, then immediately we would have known that it is Sulaim. But he says bi fath sin, immediately we know that
right.
It is Salim. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. The other method that they use, imagine. Remember that they never use, you know, people never used to use nuqtas. So they will say, they will say something like, for ba, yeah, they will say al muwahhada, yeah, at tahtaniya, niya. Muwahada wahid. Yeah. Al muwahada wahid tahtaniya below. Yeah.
Right.
Ta will be al muthanna. Sorry. Al-Muthannat. They won't say Fawqiyya because Al-Muthanna, so they'll write it Atta because you can see what it is. But sometimes they will be actually, because you can, if you have something like that, then the way that they will, so this word, they will basically say, this is how they will write it, Al-Muwahhada Tahtaniya. تحتانية والمثنى والمثنى تحتانية because it's a ya. Yeah.
Right.
والموحدة فوقية. Yeah. Wal-Muwahada al-Fawqiyya basically means that the singular dot is on the top, which is the noon. So then, al-Muwahada tahtaniya, which will be ba. Al-Muthanna tahtaniya will be Yeah, if it was al-muthanna fawqiyya, it would be ta. And then al-muwahhada fawqiyya is noon. Therefore, we know that this is
Right.
bayan. That's the way of doing dabt.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that's the way that Imam
But
Ibn Hajar does in his book, Tafsir al-Mutanabbih, which he talks about later.
so, generally speaking, where the scholars, I'm sure there's all kinds of different types of scholars through the years who were transmitting in writing. And so, and you know, the Imam Ibn Hajar mentions all these books where they, clarify the names and the spelling and things like that. But was the general, practice of the scholars to do these things like Fathul Ba' and mention this stuff to give the precision, or were there a lot of them
Not,
who would just?
not everybody would do this, but remember, this is an oral tradition. So
Right,
if it's
exactly.
this person that we're talking about, Mansur ibn Salim, right? The muhaddis, remember, it's been already transmitted. The muhaddis will say Mansur ibn Salim. This
Right.
problem is a problem of orthography. It's a problem of writing. Once you put it down, and then somebody else was to look at it, and they've not been in the class, how are they to read it? So it's a problem
Right.
that has been created by the technology of writing. And
So
this is why the ulama, they say that somebody who's a suhufi is not a proper muhaddith. And this is one of the things that is mentioned about Sheikh Nasruddin Albani, is that he didn't actually study with scholars. He just read it from
right.
books. And that's why he makes mistakes.
Right. This would basically mostly pop up with the ijazah, because if you're reading to the sheikh, you're going to read the pronunciation, and the sheikh would stop you if you said it wrong and say, no, 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 it's Sulaim, not Salim, or he'd correct you, right? And if it's oral, then you're going to hear the actual name. But with the ijazah, this would.
Yeah, this will pop up, but also Tabaqat books have been written, Ilm al-Rijal books have been written, and once they have been committed to writing, then the technology of writing has introduced a new problem, right? And that's why the
Right.
ulama need to also note down that bifatḥ-is-sīn, that needs to be mentioned. Does that make sense?
Got it. Yes.
وقد يسر الله تعالى بتوضيحه في كتاب سميته تبصير المتنبه بتحرير المشتبه وهو مجلد واحد. It says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the ability to basically clarify this in a book that I wrote called تبصير المتنبه بتحرير المشتبه. One volume فزبطته بالحروف على الطريقة المرضية وزدت عليه شيئا كثيرا مما أهمله. So he says Allah has given me the ability to clarify الذهبي's book, الذهبي's book. And his clarification of Zahabi's book, it says, what was Zahabi's book called? Mukhtasar Jabari didn't mention what Zahabi's book is called, but this is the clarification of Zahabi's book, which is called Tafsir al-Muntabih bi-Tahrir al-Mushtabih. فضبطه بالحروف على الطريقة المرضية. Vocalized the pronunciation according to letters, based on the preferred method, right? Which is what I mentioned. So if I show, it was zittu alayhi. So rather than using harakat, he's using huruf. For example, alba al muwahada al tahtaniya al muwahada al fawqiya al muthallath. Right, he doesn't need to say al muthallath al fawqiya or al tahtaniya, because muthallath is only three, which is always up. That's the tha. You don't get anything dot, so you don't need to say that. For example, za, they'll say azza al mahmuza, and then ra al muhmala. Right, muhmala is free from any dots. The reason why they'll say this is because somebody might mistake like a blot of ink, azza, rather than ra. So they'll say ra al-muhmala by saying muhmala written down in hurufs, and people exactly know that this is a ra and not a za. Does that make sense? So this is what it means by فضبطه بالحروف. I use letters to give the correct vocalization according to the most preferred methodology. Yeah. وزدت عليه شيئا كثيرا مما أهمله. And then I also included a lot more things than what Imam al-Zahabi has missed out. أو لم يقف عليه, or things that he did not become aware of. ولله الحمد على ذلك. So in all of this, all of this kind of thing, he basically, in a way, is you know, without attributing, so this is from here, he's writing, right? He's without attributing any kind of malice to him, what he's doing is he's kind of bolstering himself up. And he's basically saying, right, all of these things are problematic, and everybody who's written before me is problematic. Now I've written the decisive book on that. That's what he was building towards. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
And you know what? There is no problem with that. I mean, he's Ibn Hajar, he's the Mahajar. So here is an example from Tabsir al-Muntabih. Yeah, he says, there he goes. أما بعد فإن, so this is the actual book he's talking about. أما بعد فإنني لما علقت كتاب المشقة الذي لخصه, so it's called كتاب المشتبه, كتاب المشتبه الذي لخصه الحافظ الشهير أبو عبد الله الذهبي, وجدت فيها إعوازا من ثلاثة, found this problems and problems, i'wadan basically means like a knot, from three different angles. So he's giving more. وهو أهمها تحقيق ضبطها لأنه أحال في ذلك على ضبط القلم فما شفاء من ألم. The most problematic of those is that in the book he wasn't precise in doing the ضبط, and the reason why is because he just wrote it without giving us what the ضبط is. And the other one is ijhafu fil ikhtisar, that it was too concise, other like some places. وَفِيمَا لَا يَرْضُ إِلَّا أَنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ تَتْمَةِ الْفَائِدَ مَفَاتُ مِنَ التَّرَاجِمِ, and that there were some tarjimas which were missing. So he says, فَاسْتَخَرْتُ اللَّهَ تَعَلَى فِي اخْتِصَارِ مَا أَصَبَ فِيهِ وبسط ما أجحف في اختصاري. So I sought help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it's there, your either. I sought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in summarizing what he has made, you know, prolonged, and making expanding on what he has done mukhtasar of. And he says, فَكُلُّ إِسْمٍ كَانَ شَهِيرًا بَدَأْتُ بِهِ. I started with all the famous names. So he goes in according to the Huruf al-Ma'jim, according to Alif Ba Ta Tha, and he says, I start with the most famous name. So, and then, وَلَا أَحْتَاجُ إِلَى الضَّبْطِ here, and I don't need to kind of put the exact dhabt. بَلْ أَضْبِتُ بِمَا يَشْتَبِهُ بِهِ الْحُرُوفِ. I only use Huruf for proper dhabt on those which there is maybe a possible problem. وَكُلُّ حَرْفٍ لَمْ أَتَعَرُّضْ لَهُ فَهُوَ النَّزِيرُ الَّذِي قَبْلَهُ. This is his methodology. Right. وعبرت عن الباء بالموحدة وعن التاء بالمثنات وعن الثاء بالمثلى وأما الياء آخر الحروف فبالياء بلا وصف غالبا. Then he's giving his methodology how he's done. So if you want to look at one person, there we go. So وبالجيم أجمد ابن عجيان شهد فتح مصر وأبوه وأبوه بوزن عثمان. So you, this word عجيان, so if you write عين جيم يا ألف نون, and if we didn't have that ضمّة and the سكون there, we, you know, I don't know this person, you don't know this person, we could have said عجيان, we could have said عجيان, we could have said عجيان. Right. But Imam Ibn Hajar says, وَأَبُوهُ بِوَزْنِ عُثْمَان. Now, everybody knows that this can't be عثمان. Everybody knows that this can't be عثمان. It's عثمان. So we know that this is عُجْيَان. وَقِيلَ وَزْنُ عُلَيَّان. Right, and there is one opinion that this is on the wazn uluyan. So if we take that opinion, it will be Ujayyan, Ahmad ibn Ujayyan. Wa ahmar birra al multab al muhmala. So ahmar, this word is this end word is ra. There's another word ra al-muhmala, so that nobody can think that it is a za or something else, غير ملتبس. Abana وبضم ومثلث, and there is another one وبضم ومثلثة, with the dhamma and so hold on, what is the harf al-alif? Okay, let's look at another example. So can you see what he's doing?
Yes. Sheikhna,
Okay.
is this the reason why with a lot of times you see these people's names from like 1,000 years ago, they
Yeah.
put like 20 descriptions, like Al-Ash'ari, Al-Maliki, Al something, thumma
Yeah.
al, al Makki, thumma al Madani,
Yeah,
and it's
so
like.
though that stuff is not because of that stuff is not because of al-mu'talif wal-mukhtalif. That stuff is more to do with al-muttafiq wal-muftariq.
Got
Yeah.
it, got it.
So if you say al-Makki, you know that this person is not is not al-Madani. So this wa Ibrahim ibn Yusuf al-Asbahani Abraja روى عنه ابنه أبو علي وبضم الهمزة right وبضم الهمزة أبرج ومثنى وتثقيل الجيم right so he says وبضم الهمزة ومثنى وتثقيل الجيم is أرج لقب لعبد الله بن محمد بن داود ولعيسى ابن ولداود بن عيسى الهاشمي الذي يسب اوكي انتهى أبة so he says أبة بالفتح of that وتثقيل الموحدة تثقيل is تشديد of the موحدة of the one which is the is the ba أبة إبراهيم بن محمد بن فير الأصبهاني الطيان يعرف بابن أبة قلت الصواب يقال له أبة وبنون so you can also have أنّة as well. عمرو بن سعيد ابن أنة الجمال وروى عن يعقوب الحضرمي قراءته قلت وأنة المخنث عده في السحابة البارودي. So this أنة is a مخنث. You know what a مخنث is?
No.
You don't know what a مخنث is?
Like
مخنث
it's a
is
female.
مخنث is a cross dresser in a way, somebody who attempts to be khunsa. So a khunsa is biological. A mukhannas is a
Got it.
cross dresser. Uddahu
Interesting.
fis al Barudi has included Anna, who's a cross dresser, mukhannas. Mukhannas is effeminate as well, not a cross dresser. That will be basically putting it's somebody who's mukhannas is somebody who's effeminate. Okay. Al Baruti basically included this person by the name of Annatu from the Sahabi. Yeah. Quite interesting. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. But the point here is Wabil Maddi wa Kasil Muwahada wa Takhfif al Ya. So this person Abil Laham, right? He comes quite a lot, right? Some people, I mean, he comes even in the Kutub Sitta. Some people basically read him as Abul Laham Al Ghifari, Sahabi Abul Laham Al Ghifari, but it's actually wrong. It's Abil Laham. Abil Laham means he used to refrain from meat, yeah, rather than the part of meat.
Interesting.
Yeah, so
Interesting.
it is important. This dhabt is very, very important because he has impact. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so we've done this, right? So we've done المتفق والمفترق, المتفق والمفترق, المؤتلف والمختلف. These are all different variations on different things. They've given names just to kind of like make it easy for categorization. But in
Correct.
reality, all it is that these names are confusing, and they're confusing is because of X, Y, Z. So a third category, المتشابه. وإن اتفقت الأسماء خطاً ونطقا واختلف الآباء نطقا. So if the name of the person is the name of the two people, we're talking about two people here, right? If the name of the two people and their fathers are written exactly the same, yeah? He's going to give an example. He are written exactly the same. The name of the father, the name of the Rawi and the Rawi's father, two Rawis, both of their names are exactly the same, and their father's name is written exactly the same. So the first name of the Rawi is written the same, is pronounced the same. The second name, which is the father's name, is written the same but pronounced differently. مع ائتلافهما خطا, in addition to the both of them are, so both of them are homographs. In homographs is mean that they're written the same but they're vocalized different. For example, Muhammad ibn Aqil بفتح العين and Muhammad ibn Uqail بضمها أي بضم العين. First
right.
name خطاً and نطقاً, first name is the same, Muhammad, Muhammad. Father's name, خطاً, عين قاف يا لام, عين قاف يا لام is the same, but مختلف, basically نطقاً. One is Muhammad ibn Aqil, and the other one is Muhammad ibn Uqail. This is called مشتبه, المتشابه, right? In a way, it is basically like المؤتلف والمختلف, but this here, because they're so similar and there's only one difference between them. Yeah. So he says, الأول نسابوري والثاني ثريابي. So وهما مشهوران وطبقتهما متقاربة. Right. So if they were to, so why? Why he mentioned this, the first one is Nishapuri, right? And the second one is, what did he say? And the second one is Firyabi, right?
Yeah.
So if we see this name, right? If we see it written like this, Muhammad ibn Aqil, and Naysapuri, then we immediately know, or the Muhaddith will immediately know that this is Muhammad ibn Aqil, because there is no Muhammad ibn Uqail and Naysapuri. Does that make sense? There is only Muhammad ibn Aqil and Nisapuri. There is no Muhammad ibn Uqail
yes.
and Nisapuri.
So
however,
you know through that, yeah, sorry.
Says, and that's answering your question, right? Answering your question of, you know,
yeah.
Al-Makki, Al-Ash'ari, Al-Maturidi. You can say there's no Maturidi scholar by the name of Muhammad ibn Aqil. He has to be Muhammad ibn Uqail. Does that make sense? So these are identifiers.
Yes, yes.
But to do this on Nisapuri or Al-Firyabi, it is a bit difficult. It basically means that you know a bit about that person. Yeah? And not everybody knows that. It's only these people who read these biographical dictionaries and the muhaddithun. They will know that if Naysapuri comes, it will be Aqil. If Riyabi comes, it will be Uqail. So the best way to do this will be, as Ibn Hajar says, Al-Dabtu bil-Harf, he will say, Bi-Fathi al-Ain. بفتح العين بفتح العين And then you don't need to know whether he's Naysapuri or Firyabi, because you can still do the dhabt right, Muhammad bin Aqil. Because there's no other, you can't say Aqail, Aqil, because that doesn't exist. It's either Uqail or Aqil.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
وهما مشهوران وطبقتهما متقاربة. They're مashhur narrators and their tabaqa, their ranks are also the same. أو بالعكس. Or it's the opposite. How is it the opposite? The opposite is that both of the father's names are written the same and pronounced the same, but the son's name are only written the same but pronounced differently. Yeah? كأن تختلف الأسماء نطقا وتأتلف خطا. That the name of the Rawi is pronounced differently but written the same. وتتفق الآباء خطا ونطقا. And the father's name is written the same and vocalized the same. كشريح ابن النعمان and سريج ابن النعمان. الأول بالشين المعجمة والحاء المهملة وهو تابعي. So he's given, the first one is بالشين المعجمة. I don't remember what al-mu'jama means, right? But they do this so that you don't. So sheen al-mu'jama. That's the way they pronounce it. Al-mu'jama basically sheen al-mu'jama. I forgot what al-mu'jama means. I learned this quite a while back. Wal-ha al-mahmala. Al-ha al-mahmala basically means that it has no dots. Yeah. So sheen and ha.
Yeah.
وهو تابعي يروي عن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه. والثاني بالسين المهملة. Yeah. والجيم.
Yep.
So now Omar, tell me, how is it that their name is written the same but pronounced differently?
Because, can you repeat the name one more time? That show me the name one more time.
Yeah, Shureyh ibn al-Nu'man and Suraj ibn al-Nu'man. How is
because
it?
Because the sheen could be seen, because back in the day they didn't put the dots.
So if you took the if you took the all the dots out, yeah. This is how it looked like.
Right.
Yeah. So in order to basically say that this is Shureyh, they will say Bishin Al-Mu'jama. Yeah.
Yep.
And Bilha Al
right.
Muhmala. So Muhmala and Mu'jama are opposites, right? And Mu'jama is required. Why do you think Mu'jama to write Bishin al Mu'jama is required? The reason why it's required is because that is also a part of the, there is no dots there. So how is
right.
that seen or sheen? Right?
Right, right, right.
Sheen, so the way you will recognize whether this is a seen or sheen is by the sifa, which either will be al-mu'jama, and if we have the other one, which is al-muhmala. Now,
right.
between the mu'jama and muhmala, there is no mistake because they're written differently.
Right,
so when
right.
al-muhmala comes, then you know that this is seen, because muhmala basically means no dot. Al-Mu'jama
right,
comes
right.
because then you know that this is Sheen. Do you get it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a bit incondite, but you have to basically understand that they were dealing and they were living in times when no diacritical marks and no nuqtas were used. And that's why this is called Adabtu bil Huruf. Does that make sense?
When did the dots come into play?
You'll have to go on. I mean, this is something which is quite fascinating. You'll have to look at. Can you see the cat here? Can you see her?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's trying to. She's trying to run out through the window.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna close this window a bit because she's trying to do like a James Bond kind of thing and then go out through the window. She's not allowed to.
We don't want that.
No, she's not allowed to go out. She's basically being treated for fleas, so she has to stay indoors. Okay, so when did these? I mean, they developed right this system. Because, you know, before you will have like. If you look at, let me see, Sherman Jackson's book, yeah, he has. Right, if you, let me just stop the share here. This is just from Sherman Jackson's book, The Islamic Secular. You can see he says, وَقُلْ رَبِّي أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ. Right, the قُلْ here only has one dot. This is Moroccan style.
Right.
And this doesn't have, this is a Qaf Sidqin. It doesn't have any dots. It doesn't have any dots. So, but Qul here, that in our thinking will basically be full because it only has one dot. So, you know, the script that we have today that developed over the years, it you know, so one dot, and then sometimes you will get like a Qaf will have one dot below it, and it developed over the years. I mean, I'm sure, I think Dr. Mustafa Azmi in his history of the Quranic text, he also goes through all of these vocalizations and dots and isharis and khumasis and things like that. Yep.
Interesting. Okay.
But I don't know from the top of my head for sure. Right. And the second part, wasani bisin al-muhmala wal-jim, which is this person, Suraj ibn al-Nu'man, wahu min shuyukh al-Bukhari, fahuwa annahu alladhi yuqalu lahu al-mutashabih. So this is called mutashabih. Mutashabih is, you know, when there's two similarity. One of them, so the first name is Nutqan wa khattan is the same, and the father's name is khattan the same, but Nutqan is not the same, or the acts, which is that the first name is only khattan the same, but not Nutqan vocalizing, and the father's name is Nutqan and khattan the same. Yeah, it's not very hard to understand.
Right.
وكذا إن وقع ذلك الاتفاق في الاسم واسم الأبي والاختلاف في النسبة. And similarly, you can get this kind of like ittifaq in the same names and the names of the father, but there is an ikhtilaf in the nisbah. So you can see that you can, it fans out and it can be so much. وَقَدْ صَنَّفَ فِيهِ الْخَطِيبُ كِتَابًا جَلِيلًا سَمَّاهُ تَلْخِيصُ الْمُتَشَابِهِ ثُمَّ زَيَّلَ عَلَيْهِ أَيْضًا بِمَا فَاتَهُ أَوَّلًا وَهُوَ كَثِيرُ الْفَائِدَةِ. And Khatib al-Baghdadi has written a book on this called تَلْخِيصُ الْمُتَشَابِهِ, and then he wrote another one where he's adding to things that he has missed in the previous. This one, Waha Cathedral Fida, and it has a lot of benefits. So in my kind of translation of this book that I'm doing, I'm also, what I'm doing is finding his sources. So all of these things, that's why, you know, when he mentions something, I can whip up the book because of my kind of research. The books that he mentions, I'm looking at them directly to give the reference in the translation. Yeah. And it's fun. It's fun as well.
That's great.
ويتركب منه ومما قبله أنواع منها أن يحصل الاتفاق أو الاشتباه في الاسم واسم الأب. I just need to let the cat out. ويتركب منه, so she's left because she knows that she can't get out from here. ويتركب منه ومما قبله أنواع, and from this, and and the other things mentioned before, you have a number of scenarios. منها أن يحصل الاتفاق أو الاشتباه في الاسم واسم الأبي مثلا إلا في حرف أو حرفين فأكثر من أحدهما أو منهما وهو على قسمين. So let's leave it here because he's going to give some more examples of orthography now. Okay, so we'll leave it here and we'll pick up on this next week, inshallah.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
So what is happening now is there's really not a lot that you can there's really not a lot to understand because the most of the technical terminologies he has actually done. Now it's to do with these kind of very granular details, which is not related to kind of
right.
The mustalahat. He has two more bits where he talks about tabaqat and al-jarh wa ta'dil. Those are the two more kind of bits left related to istilahat. But beyond that, it's all about dabt and nisba and things like that. So, you know, we can whiz through it. Yeah.
Yep. Got it. Thank you so much, Sheikhna.
Okay, take care. I will see you next week, inshallah.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam.